Next up on WealthWorks Radio, with all this crazy COVID, when we come back, we're going to outline some rules for managing your portfolio in a down recession.
Radio.
Asset protection.
Tax reduction.
Holistic planning.
South Florida's wealth, financial, and income coach. Eric Kearney.
Hey, welcome in, everybody. This is WealthWorks Radio with Eric Kearney. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Of course, Eric is, contributed to Fortune magazine. Better yet, he's a fiduciary, author, president of Retirement Wealth LLC. Hey, Eric, what's happening?
Hey, Steve, how are you?
Very well, thank you. And, another week of, going nowhere fast.
Yeah, another crazy week on the markets. I mean, markets keep, doing their thing. And, people are really confused because they're like, well, how can it be that 26 million people are now unemployed and yet the market still keeps going up? Energy has plunged. You've got a decent earnings week coming out. And I just don't understand how things are so well in the stock market. You still have a little bit of volatility and everything, but we're still expecting a pullback. I mean, I still think that we're going to retest some of these market lows again. And people are under the impression, oh, the stock market's on the way back. How can it be when so many people are losing their businesses, so many people have lost their jobs? And the thing is that people don't understand the trickle effect that this is going to have. When you actually run out of money for long periods of time, you're going to start to be able to not be able to pay your bills. And so the thing is that, you've got to worry about people that are going to truly start to get behind on their mortgages. Yes, they're allowing you to not pay your mortgage for 1 month, but they're tacking it on, and sooner or later, you're going to have to rob Peter to pay Paul. And so there's a lot of things that are happening down the road that people are just not prepared for. And I'll tell you, we've been talking about being prepared for this for a very long time. And this is the benefits of actual doing planning, because you can get through a very difficult time. What I've found very interesting about this environment is how fragile these large companies are on a month-to-month basis. And you can see where all these companies are shutting their doors. I mean, Pier 1, they've been around forever. They're looking to shut down 450 stores. JCPenney, this could be a final nail to that coffin, and they're looking to file for bankruptcy. You even have 24-Hour Fitness that's looking to file bankruptcy because they can't go a month without charging everyone that $10, $15, $20 that they charge every month. So you're seeing a lot of these companies that are very fragile. Personal accounts are really no different. So this is kind of what we want to outline. How can you insulate yourself from these down markets and these long recessionary periods?
That's great perspective, Erica. I appreciate that. When you say how fragile these companies are and how much they rely on that cash flow month to month just to stay afloat.
Right. And it's no different when you're in retirement. You are depending on that cash flow on a month-to-month basis. I need to be able to pay my bills. And all of a sudden, now people, what's coming to light is how inappropriate their portfolio is, how inappropriate their service has been from their investment advisor, how underserved that they actually are with tools. They realize, I don't have an income plan. I don't have a financial plan. I really don't have any direction. And so, while long-term returns are the only ones that matter, you have to recognize that long-term is not where life is lived. We live our lives right now on a day-to-day and a week-to-week basis, and sometimes a month-to-month basis. So even though, somebody says, hey, don't worry about it long-term, if you're getting financially devastated in a few months or a few weeks, that's very debilitating to a person. And so you really have to figure out, okay, even though I'm in this for the long haul, how am I going to get through these tumultuous times? And a lot of people are realizing the person that they're working with right now probably is not, I would say, capable of handling their needs. And there's a lot of new clients that are calling us and saying, Eric, I need help. And Steve, we talked about this in the past couple of weeks shows. What the difference is when people call us and they say, hey, Eric, we want to come in. We want to have a second set of eyes on our portfolio. Now what we're hearing is people are saying, Eric, I need help. And you can kind of hear almost the desperation in their voice because they realize they're not going down a very solid financial path. And so this is what I've been talking about for years and years. This industry is ripe for a huge financial disruption because there's a lot of licensed salespeople out there who truly don't know what they're doing. And people are finally seeing that. And so now all of a sudden, when they call me and they say, Eric, I really need your help. I need to go through your process and I want to make sure that I'm going to be okay. How can you help me?
Absolutely. And folks, if you're looking for help, 800-779-1942. Again, 800-779-1942. That's your first step. And so how do we handle this? How do we handle our personal portfolios in and around all of this really crazy time? And obviously, you've got a plan.
Yeah, so I think that people realize now that a good investment advisor actually puts you through a process. You know, they're actually sitting down with you. They're having a mutual discovery. I'm discovering what's important to you. And a lot of times people say, here, Eric, just fix my portfolio. That's actually the last part of the entire process. Because again, I've said this before, purpose determines placement. I have no idea where to place your money if I don't determine what your purpose is. And so again, by determining what the purpose is for your money, that will then determine how that is actually properly invested. A lot of times people go to an advisor and say, here, I want a second opinion. They're like, oh, we can do a better job. There's no financial plan. There's no income plan done. And all of a sudden, a year or two later, they're like, I don't know if we're doing okay or not. My clients, through this whole entire thing, not only did we do that, but we've updated all their financial plans. And honestly, they're looking more at their financial plan saying, look, we're going to be okay. I mean, we're going to get through a difficult time and we're going to be okay. And to me, as a business sense and as a business owner, I take a look at that financial plan as well, my business plan, and say, okay, we're going to be sustainable. So right now, we're moving into the Benita office. We bought a new building. We're remodeling that right now. And we're very proud of that because through all this tumultuous times, we're still able to thrive and we're still able to help a lot of new people. So we're really excited about this year moving into Benita, opening up a bigger office because we're going to be able to service a lot more people. And I'll tell you, we're getting a lot more people from Marco Island, North Naples, and so forth. So we really needed a bigger Benita office anyways. And this is just a really exciting time because there's a lot of opportunity in this market. And so when the people do call in and say, Eric, help us, we're able to do that.
I think it's interesting you call it an exciting time, but because of the bargains that you're going to be able to find. That is exciting.
It really is. And I'll tell you, when you're prepared for this, when a good money manager is prepared for this, you're able to take on that opportunity. You have dry powder and you're able to live another day. And that's really what we have to be able to do. There's a lot of people right now where the market's beaten down and they just have to wait for that market to come back. The problem is that when you're in a buy and hold position and you don't sell off anything and move anything to cash, when the markets are down 20%, your portfolio has to come back 25% to break even. And a lot of people don't realize that.
Right.
So if you have a $500,000 portfolio and you drop 20%, now you're down to 400 grand. Well, if that 400 grand comes back 20%, you're only at $480,000. So people have to realize that you've got to pay attention to your asset allocation because the less that you drop, the easier it is to come back. And a lot of people don't think about that because they're just in the mindset of my portfolio's tanking. But when your portfolio's tanking, you really have to come to grips with it and say, okay, I need somebody that doesn't really get emotional, that can really figure this out, that can actually get me through this financial waters.
And when you talk about the portfolio tanking, your clients have that safe money, so they're not going to tank.
They're not going to tank. And I'll tell you, this is the whole thing. And you watch, Steve, mark my words, in another 2 months from now, you're going to have big companies that are going to come out with things like, oh, portfolio recovery strategy. Like, how do we get your portfolio back to normal? We've already had that, right? We had that back in 9/11. We had that back in 2008. People can actually go on our website and download our portfolio recovery strategy. And it's an amazing booklet because this is what gets us through difficult times. Because it's times like these that we need to be aware of. And pre and post retirees, if you really think that this is going to be the only event that ever happens in your retirement, you're absolutely mistaken. Because whether it's another terrorist attack, economic downturn, or it could be another virus that happens in another 10, 15, or 20 years, there will be other events that are going to occur that you need to be prepared for. Now, it doesn't even have to be necessarily a worldwide crisis. It could be a domestic crisis. It could also be a very personal crisis. And that personal crisis is actually where someone gets sick in your family and it's very expensive. And now all of a sudden you have unexpected bills that are going to come in that are actually going to take over. So it's everything that could possibly come out of financial left field that we have to be aware of and we have to be able to combat. And so when we do the portfolio recovery strategy and we send this out to people, people realize, wow, there actually is a different way to actually manage my money. And I never knew that before.
That's fantastic. And again, boy, we're up against the clock already, Eric. Why don't we open up our phone lines, invite folks to call, let them come in and see their very own portfolio recovery strategy.
Yeah, Steve, that sounds good. If you're interested in a second opinion or you're interested in a portfolio recovery strategy, give us a call. Let's take the next five callers who are in need of that financial plan and that income plan that is missing. If you're serious about your finances, then this is for you. We'll create a full-blown financial plan review valued at over $1,000. Let's give it away absolutely complimentary, no obligation, to the next five callers who have saved at least $500,000 for retirement. What this will consist of is simply taking the mystery out of financial planning by taking a look at what you're currently doing and maybe just making some slight changes. We're going to map it out. We're going to run all the reports for you. The fee report, the Morningstar reports, a tax analysis, maybe a volatility analysis. Let's see where it takes you. Let's see where that plan leads you. Let's get you reacquainted with your portfolio, and again, without any obligation. If you're interested in your very own income plan, we'll show you proven strategies and techniques to turbocharge your retirement income. In short, we're going to take all the guesswork out of financial planning. So again, for the next five callers, a full-blown comprehensive financial plan review. It's over $1,000 value. We'll be giving it away complimentary, no obligation. Call us today.
It's a great opportunity to sit down and get a financial roadmap put together, get that second opinion. Eric will do what? You're doing virtual meetings, right?
Virtual meetings. We're doing phone calls, Zoom, anything that it takes. I mean, we're using FedEx and UPS for everything, and okay. We're getting it done.
That sounds great. So, folks, it's there for you. It's a chance to get that practical financial review, maybe begin to implement that portfolio recovery strategy. It just makes sense. 800-779-1942. You heard Eric. The next five callers are going to receive that comprehensive financial review and all the extras that go along with it. You find yourself with a roadmap that's going to help get you to where you need to be and really where you want to be when it comes to retirement. 800-779-1942. Again, 800-779-1942.
Next up on WealthWorks Radio, part two, we're going to outline some rules for managing your portfolio in a downward recession. Stay tuned.
On WealthWorks Radio with Eric Carney. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall, and Eric, of course, fiduciary. He is President Retirement Wealth LLC, and I am just taken in by all of what you're telling us. You know, in that first segment, you were talking about how these companies are just so thin that they can barely operate, and that's us too,
right? And we think, you know, you've been around forever. Right. And I mean, you've got people going in your stores and everything. But again, I mean, this just goes to show, you know, how fragile a lot of these companies are. And like I said, it does extend into personal stuff as well. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times, you know, we'll have somebody come in, they're right on the fence with the retirement. And that's not where I want my clients to be. I want them to be on the other side of that fence. And that way, you know, we've got a lot of cushion. We've got a lot of room for error. And the bottom line is that people are realizing right now, okay, this is pretty serious. I don't want this to happen again. Because I'll tell you what, and I've been through a lot of events. We went through the tech bubble. We went through 9/11. We went through pullbacks and corrections, 2008, then December of 18, which, you know, a lot of people have forgotten about already. And now all of a sudden you have this virus. So we've been down this road before with multiple events happening. And the thing is that we've gotten through each one very well, knock on wood. And the thing is that we've been very prudent. We've been very proactive. We've been very service-oriented. And this is what we really have to do for our clients. And the bottom line is that, unfortunately, us as humans kind of forget how bad events are. So once 1 or 2 years gets past an event and we get back to a normal life, we kind of forget those events a little bit. I'm not saying that we're ever going to forget the tragedy of 9/11 and how bad that was, but we forget economically how devastating that was for a little while because we get back to our normal life. The thing is that as a good investment advisor, we learn from every downturn and we get better and better at these things. And I'll tell you, for this last one, for COVID, I didn't really believe it was going to be this bad in the beginning. And I think that that went true for a lot of people.
A lot of folks.
But all of a sudden, as we got into this, it was like, holy cow, this is really getting bad. And so we still have a ways to go to get out of this thing because, like I said, hopefully you can't, you know, get it again. You can't get reinfected. Hopefully, you know, when more of the public opens up a little bit more, we're not going to get infected more. I'll tell you what, I went to my barber shop this week. He's the only guy in town. He must have just said, hey, screw it, I'm going to open up. And I went and I got my hair cut and I was like, thank God. I paid him $40 for a haircut.
Yeah, but well, it's well worth it.
Very well worth it, right? But, you know, even he said, he's like, hey, I have a family to feed. And I get it. Like, you know, you just can't sit idle. So the thing is that, you know, he's like, I open up my doors. I'm trying to be careful. I don't know if this is the right thing to do or not, but I've got a family to feed and you've got to respect that. Right. So the thing is that, you know, this is a major event for us, but we've been prepared. So the thing is that this has got to be a huge wake-up call if you're early in retirement to say, look, you do need a solid plan going forward. You want somebody who actually knows how to manage money. This has been the biggest thing of this. We know how to manage money, and it's not easy. You know, and I always said that you can go out and get your Series 65, and now you're a licensed investment advisor. They talk more about blue sky laws with your Series 65 exam than managing money. They don't talk about anything about managing money. And so the thing is that you can go to a licensed investment advisor, and that does not mean that they know how to manage money. And so this is what I'm telling people, I've been telling people for a long time, that hopefully this is going to wipe out some people in the industry who just don't even belong in this industry. And we see it every day with new portfolios that are coming in. And when I explain how bad the portfolio is to the client, and by the way, it's not me telling them that, it's third-party software that we're using that will tell you whether you're in a good portfolio or not. And the client is finally like, holy cow, like, I can't believe that I've had this for so long. And so we have made a tremendous amount of changes for a lot of people with their portfolios during this down market. And they're also going to have it be tracked through their income plan and financial plan. And it's a huge difference. It's something that they've never had before.
Right. And again, that becomes the exciting part. So how do we keep building our retirement if we're just getting into that financial red zone? Do we keep contributing to a 401k?
100%. You keep contributing no matter what, because now you're buying more shares at a lower price. And so the whole thing is that, you know, when the markets drop, that's actually when you want to add in a little bit more. And you really have to review your situation. And the one thing that I want to point out is there's a lot of really bad advice out there. And we've had several new clients that come in and they said, okay, Eric, we're taking your advice. We're going and we're meeting with three advisors and we're interviewing each one. That's still my advice to this day. I'm not going to work very well with every single person out there. I'm not going to gel with them. They're not going to gel with me. And that's fine. It doesn't mean that they're not nice people. We just don't work very well. I have a very different personality than a lot of people. Some people get along a lot better with my financial planner, Donna, than they do with me. But the thing is that you've got to find somebody who you have a good financial relationship with and that you trust and that you think is capable. Because a lot of people say, oh, I like my advisor. Well, that's great that you like them. It's great that you trust them. And then they say to me, but I'm not really sure that they can handle my needs, right? And that's a huge thing. And it's just like when I went to my barber, I like him and I trust him. Would I trust him with my money? No, not at all, right?
Well, no, he cuts hair.
Right, he cuts hair, right. And he knows nothing about money, and that's okay. I mean, that's not his gig, because I cannot cut hair like he cuts hair. So the bottom line is that in this time period, people really need to review their portfolio positions and reallocate them towards sectors that are likely to outperform. How are we going to get out of this mess? And so although a buy and hold strategy may work well in a broadly upward market, we're not there. We're in a down market. So you have to find calculated investments that can help boost your portfolio returns even in more tumultuous environments, because that's going to happen even after the corona is well gone. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to come up with calculated investment ideas that can help you propel to get out of this market. And my earlier point was that I kind of got sidetracked on was my biggest gripe about right now is you have a lot of new clients coming in the office and advisors are telling them, let's be conservative. Like, now's the time to watch over your money. That's the worst advice that you can have in the world. The reason why is because when this market bounces back and you're still sitting on the sidelines in like super conservative bonds, you missed out on that huge return. So the bottom line is that this is not the time to be conservative. You have to ride that wave back up with calculated asset allocation put together for you, and then all of a sudden you can dial it back. But you're not going to dial it back right now while the market's down. That's the most foolish advice. There's nothing wrong with these companies out there. You've got a lot of very strong tech companies, a lot of strong healthcare companies, even a lot of strong oil companies. And so these companies eventually will bounce back. And when they do, you want to be at the very top. You don't want to be just sitting there while all of a sudden the market roared back 6,000-7,000 points. So the thing is that people need to really review and rebalance their portfolios and making sure that they're taking advantage of an upward market.
It's an ability that you have. And what this to me drives the point home, how important it is to have someone like you doing this, because I don't want to be doing that myself. I got no clue, which is why we hire you.
I think people get their emotions get in their way. I mean, we have people calling with the, and no offense to them, I think it's great that they're doing some investigating, and I like when people do their due diligence, but they're coming back to us with some really silly choices. And they're like, well, maybe this is the time to buy Bitcoin. I want to just say something. I've never bought one share of Bitcoin for myself or for one client ever. Also, when it comes to cannabis stocks, I've never bought one cannabis stock for any client nor for myself. What we're trying to do is we're trying to find companies that are going to be around forever, that are going to slingshot forward, that we can depend on, that are going to get us through a tumultuous market. The bottom line is that we're trying to manage risk and volatility first. And this is one thing that I could do a whole show on. But there's a lot of people out there who are trying to manage their rate of return constantly, but they're never, ever looking at their risk and volatility. And so we had a potential client come in about a month ago, and he's showing me his portfolio and these large gains. And I said, our gains are very similar, but yet our standard deviation, our risk and our volatility are significantly lower than yours. So you're walking across a very rickety bridge to go and try to find treasure. And you may not make it across that bridge because of all that risk that you have. I'm trying to get you across that bridge in a much safer area to go find that treasure chest.
I'll be happy to follow.
You'll be right behind me,
exactly.
Steve.
Exactly.
So, you know, like I said, it's just a lot of people really need to start paying attention to their risk and their volatility. They need to start paying attention to the components that go into building a strong investment portfolio to get you through a tumultuous market. And they just have never been educated like that before. And this is where this is all coming to light.
Well, folks, if you want to get in on this, if you want to sit down with Eric, talk about that portfolio recovery strategy, now is the time to make that call.
Yeah, Steve, if you've never had a second opinion or you're interested in a portfolio recovery strategy, give us a call. This is a non-overwhelming event. It's just a conversation. It's like, hey, you know, what are you trying to do now? How can we put you in a better position? And we just go through and we put you through a process, and there's no obligation for this whatsoever. But this is for serious people that are serious about their finances. We're going to create a full-blown financial plan review. It's valued at over $1,000. Let's give it away absolutely complimentary, no obligation to the next five callers who have saved at least $500,000 for retirement. And what this will consist of is simply taking the mystery out of financial planning by taking a look at what you're currently doing and maybe just making some slight changes. We're going to map it out. We're going to run all the reports for you, the fee reports, the Morningstar reports, a tax analysis, maybe a volatility analysis. Let's see where it takes you. Let's see where that plan leads you. The best part about this is we are really getting you reacquainted with your portfolio. And again, it's without any obligation. If you're interested in your very own income plan, we're going to show you proven strategies and techniques to turbocharge your retirement income. In short, we're going to take all the guesswork out of financial planning. So again, for the next five callers, a full-blown comprehensive financial plan review, over $1,000 value, we'll be giving away a complimentary, no obligation, call us today.
Yeah, great idea, folks. Take advantage of it. Sit down with Eric and the team and put that retirement roadmap together. It's a chance for you to really get a true practical financial review. Second opinion, yes, now's the time. 800-779-1942. You're going to receive that comprehensive financial review. You see where you stand today, yes, but most importantly, you wind up with that roadmap that Eric's talking about that can help get you to where you need to be when it comes to retirement. 800-779-1942. That's 800-779-1942.
Next up, the bull market is over, so now what? When we come back, what new retirees should now know about retiring in a bear market. It's not as bad as you might think. Stay tuned.
We're back on WealthWorks Radio. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. And, of course, Eric Carney is here. Eric is a fiduciary and author, president of Retirement Wealth, LLC. And you and the team, Eric, you guys are working nonstop. You're working with your current clients, although they're pretty well taken care of. But you're getting a lot of new clients, too.
We have been slammed beyond belief. And so the interesting thing is that all through this, we've been updating every single financial plan, every single income plan for our clients. So we know that they're situated. When we finally get out of this mess, I think that we're going to be busier than we've ever been. And there's a lot of people that are still, you know, afraid to meet or whatever, but they realize that they're not in a great position. And so I do think, you know, over the next 2 to 3 weeks to the next month, we are going to be slammed. We are just being prepared for that the most that we can. And I'll tell you, my clients are in a fantastic position right now. We've taken advantage of all these markets. My clients know that their income is still going to be solid. We're in a great position. So I'm very pleased about that, as always. I mean, I always worry about a down market and a bear market, but we've made it through time and time again. And I'll tell you, we just get stronger and stronger with every bull and bear market that goes by.
Well, you mentioned this before, and it's a case of complacency. That bear market or that bull market went for, you know, better than 10 years. And so we forget what it was like in 2008. It was not pleasant.
No, it wasn't. I mean, now more than ever, I think it's important for you to be comfortable, but not complacent. And people get very complacent about the investments in their portfolio. And so you really have to start taking advantage of strategies that allow you to protect your downside while still maintaining upside market exposure. And so people are like, well, how do I do that? Because I've never even been told about that, right? And so this is where, you know, buy and hold strategies are kind of a thing of the past a little bit. And I'm sorry to say that, because there's a lot of people who say, well, that got me through many times. Well, yeah, I mean, you can say that for a long time, but all of a sudden when the market tanks, it's not going to work for you. And so the thing is that you have an ever-changing economy where you see different asset classes that are significantly outperforming others at different times. And you have to be aware of those and be able to take somewhat advantage of those. And so there's a lot of people that, you know, I guess, Steve, the thing is that a lot of people get overwhelmed because they don't want to understand how many different parts there are to retirement planning. I mean, we could go on for days, but you've got risk, volatility, alpha, beta, sequence of returns. You've got, how do I create an income plan? How do I factor in inflation in that? What about medical issues? What about long-term care issues? I mean, there's just so many different sides of investing that you have to come up with, and people don't really feel uber prepared for retirement when you get into this market. The thing is that we've got to start thinking about long-term, but again, short-term is where we live, and we have to make sure that we can get through those tumultuous times.
One of the things that caught my ear just a moment ago, you talked about sequence of returns. We've talked about it before, but that's a really important piece of this puzzle.
Yeah, so basically, sequence of returns is really critical because, again, there's a lot of advisors who understand accumulation, but they don't know how to implement decumulation. So When a retiree withdraws assets while the market is down, losses on those assets are basically locked in. So as the investment value that was removed no longer has the potential to increase in that market that rises up. So in other words, I always tell people, when you are withdrawing assets, please try to withdraw from appreciated assets only. And so when you're in a down market, you've got to be very aware of where you're pulling those assets from. We have taken on new clients where their previous portfolio, their advisor had them pulling from depreciating assets. And I'm like, well, that's not going to work for you. And they're like, well, we just thought that we would actually delete that account and then move to the next account and start depleting that account and then move to the next account and hopefully we'll have enough money. That's not how it works. Why would you ever want to deplete an account? And when I actually explain that to them and, you know, we bring it up on how we can not deplete that account, they're like, well, Eric, that really makes sense. Why wasn't that ever explained to me? I don't know, but it makes sense. So the thing is that we think it makes sense while we're doing it, but all of a sudden, once we deplete that account and we deplete that second account, those accounts will never, ever come back. And so that's unacceptable to me. I've talked before about a couple that we saw on Longboat Key who had an incredibly large portfolio. And now all of a sudden it was down about 70%.
Wow.
And they're just like, well, we thought that that's how it was supposed to be. No. When I took a look at their investments, they were completely inappropriate and they actually could have managed to have a significantly larger portfolio. So you go from being a multi-millionaire down to barely a millionaire. In another 5 years, the way that they're going, they won't have very much money. And so people are not paying attention to their actual rates of return. They're not paying attention to that risk and volatility. And they're also not paying attention to sequence of returns, where as they pull that money out, how is that changing the dynamics of that portfolio? So these are the things that we really have to shore up and we have to build a solid foundation so that no matter what, you have income coming in every single month, no matter what. And so this is, again, very eye-opening when the markets drop like this and people are like, I need to pay more attention.
Well, and you hit the nail on the head, as you always do, but I mean, it is all about the income in retirement and that sequence of returns risk. I see where that could really, that could take you down a rabbit hole pretty quickly and you're really out of it then.
Yeah, it really can, especially when you throw in required minimum distributions
right.
And you have to start taking those out. I mean, you really have to be prepared. And in the classes that we teach, I'll tell you, I always talk about your 3 and 5 year rate of return. If your 3 and 5 year rates of return are low when the markets are through the roof, that's a lot of lost opportunity that you will never be able to regain. And so that is a huge issue. So I'll tell you, again, there's a lot of moving parts to this. And I'll tell you, the whole process that we put people through, new clients, I just had a gentleman in last week and he came in off of my TV show and he said, you know what, Eric, I've learned more in the last 45 minutes than I have of my last 25 years of investing. And that really meant a lot to me because we went through everything 100 miles an hour. But I said, look, I want to make sure that you understand this. And so we ended up moving the money over and he's like, I'm really done with these big companies because these big corporations are just hell-bent on really managing large amounts of money and taking over large amounts of money, but it doesn't mean that they're managing them and they're not providing any service to these clients. And that's where they're coming to us and they're like, we want service. We want actually to go through a process. That's what people want right now.
Well, and the guaranteed lifetime income, I mean, the surefire income is always Social Security, but that's just a part of our plan. You can help us create more income on a monthly basis.
Yes. So the average millionaire has 7 streams of income. And the nice thing is that when we build several different streams of income, if one all of a sudden tanks because of the market's down, I can go to another stream of income, shut off that one income and let that one recover through the stock market. And then I can go to other different income streams and pull income from those. And so the thing is that we're creating a lot of different income streams for people. And they like that because now all of a sudden it gives them a lot of opportunity. It gives them a lot of options. And no matter what, they're able to still live the life that they lead. It's a lot of work. I will tell you that. It's a lot of work for us to set up several different income streams and be able to manage all of those. But guess what? it works. And so that's why we're so busy, because people are coming in to see us because they're like, you know what, Eric, I want a plan now. I actually want an income plan that I can get through any kind of market. And so when people say, you know, they come into me, they're like, well, we want to buy Bitcoin or cannabis, or we want to buy, you know, gold bars and stick them underneath our bed. I'm like, what are you going to do? Go down to Publix and like shave off, you know, some of that gold bar for bread and butter? It's not going to happen. It's just, you know, people, again, their emotions take over. When you actually go through a process, they start to see, okay, Eric, the process makes sense. I like this idea. Create those seven streams of income.
Absolutely. And again, folks, if you're interested in having those seven streams of income or that guaranteed lifetime income, let Eric and the team go to work. And especially if you're just getting into that financial red zone, now's the time to put that plan together. What do you think, Eric? Should we just have folks give us a call?
100%, Steve. So we're standing by. We will answer the phones for you and we will answer your questions. But we take five callers a week. So Donna is slammed right now. So we only take five callers. But if you're looking for a second opinion, a portfolio recovery strategy, or even an income stream, give us a call today. We're going to take the next five callers who are in need of that financial plan that is missing. If you're serious about your finances, this is a great opportunity for you. We're going to create a full-blown financial plan review valued at over $1,000. Let's give it away absolutely complimentary, no obligation, to the next five callers who have saved at least $500,000 for retirement. What this will consist of is simply taking the mystery out of financial planning by taking a look at what you're currently doing and maybe just making some slight changes. We're going to map it out. We're going to run all the reports for you, the fee report, the Morningstar reports, a tax analysis, maybe a volatility analysis. Let's see where it takes you. Let's see where that plan leads you. Let's get you reacquainted with your portfolio, and again, without any obligation. If you're interested in your very own income plan, we'll show you proven strategies and techniques to turbocharge your retirement income. In short, we're going to take all the guesswork out of financial planning. So again, for only the next five callers, a full-blown comprehensive financial plan review. It's over $1,000 value. We'll be giving you away complimentary, no obligation. Call us today.
Yeah, give us a call, folks. Take advantage of this offer. Like we said, if you're in that financial red zone, if you're just putting that plan together, if you need a second opinion, Eric and the team can translate a lot of complex financial world, and it can get complicated pretty darn quick right now. It's a chance for you to get that true practical financial review. So if you're listening, then give us a call. It's 800-779-1942. You heard Eric. The next five callers, we take five a week. And again, they can get a spot on that calendar now. Get that financial review. So see where you are today. See that roadmap that will help get you to where you need to be when it comes to retirement. It's 800-779-1942. Again, 800-779-1942.
Next up on WealthWorks Radio, questions from you and answers from me. Stay tuned.
We're back on WealthWorks Radio with Eric Carney. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. And Eric, of course, a fiduciary and independent, and you've got some experience. Those, to me, are the top three items that I look for in a financial advisor. And you can actually call yourself an advisor because you are one.
That I am. I'm not good at a lot of things, but there's a lot of people, like I said, they need a lot of help out there, Steve. So I love the questions that people have written into us. So if you have any questions, you can send them to us at rwacapecoral@gmail.com.
All right. I was just saying, when I talked about you can call yourself, I was just reading a story that the SEC has finally come out and said that only registered advisors can call themselves advisors. Otherwise, basically, if you're a broker-dealer, you can't do it, even though they do.
Yeah, there's a lot of controversy out there. As a matter of fact, we just had the conversation last week about a fiduciary, and there's right. A lot of times where, you know, people are these companies are conflicting about calling themselves fiduciaries. And you see where Morgan Stanley, I believe, is trying to underwrite the whole deal for A-Rod and J-Lo. We don't have names anymore. We just have like nicknames if we're really cool and
yeah,
attractive
exactly.
People.
Right.
So, But so anyways, the bottom line is that if Morgan Stanley is going to underwrite that whole deal and then bring that out to their clients, they're no longer a fiduciary, because now all of a sudden you're not looking out for your client's best interest. You're underwriting that deal. So that's actually for Morgan Stanley's best interest. So it's very confusing. We truly are fiduciaries. We're a registered investment advisor. And so we are looking out for our client's best interest. And we don't have any products that, you know, benefit us any more than they do the client. And so that's where people kind of have a huge sigh of relief, because that's what people want in a downturn like this.
Sure. Well, in a downturn like this, we have got Michael in Sarasota who has a pretty good question, I think. He says, we are 62 and 67. Should we move our 401k money into a Roth IRA, as we don't have longevity to recover huge losses due to coronavirus? We want to access the money with the least penalties. That sounds like a piece of the puzzle that's right for you.
Yeah, it's a piece of the puzzle, but the Roth IRA conversion is a small part of it. I mean, really, Michael, let's go back to what you said about huge losses during the coronavirus. So first of all, why do you have huge losses during the coronavirus? Because yes, the market has dropped, but a lot of that has recovered. If you were in sound companies, you should actually be in a very good position right now, even with the Dow at like 24,000. So the bottom line is that we really have to take a look at why your losses were so huge before you even consider a Roth conversion. So a Roth conversion may make sense because the markets are beaten down right now. But again, your portfolio should not be so beaten up where you have huge losses in there. And the other thing is, if you haven't had anything in that portfolio that has recovered, again, that's where the portfolio recovery strategy has to be implemented. How do you get out of this hole? And again, we've already been doing this. We've been talking about portfolio recovery strategies for well over 6 weeks now. So it's going to be another 2 months where these bigger companies are like, hey, by the way, we have this great idea. We're already implementing these, right? And this is the thing that you really get from a boutique money manager. And we do. We serve a higher net worth client. But this is what our higher net worth client wants, is they want a portfolio recovery strategies. They don't want huge losses. And you know what? We've been doing tax planning now for years and years. So even before this whole corona thing hit. So It sounds like you really just need a good plan, a good asset allocation. Get a portfolio recovery strategy done. Let's take a look at that.
Michael, give Eric a call, 800-779-1942.
Can I say one more thing about that?
Yes, of course.
You know, the thing is that, and I just want to make this a point, you can do the Roth conversion, but if you're still in another horrible asset allocation, even though it's tax-free, you're still going to take a hit in the next economic downturn. So that even cements in more why a strong asset allocation is more important than just doing a Roth conversion. A Roth conversion is just tax-free, but if you're still in a horrible asset allocation, that's not going to serve you. Sorry.
That's okay. No, that was a good point.
Throw that in.
It's great. 800-779-1942. And Jenny is in Cape Coral, and she writes, I'd like to buy some stocks during this downturn in the market. I know if I choose right, it could make my retirement much more comfortable. What are some good choices? Well, I think the best choice is just give you a call, right?
Yeah, I mean, it really depends on what your goals and objectives are, your time frame, your income needs. I mean, risk tolerance is everything. And so, like I said, a lot of times people think about how much money they can make. They don't think about how much money they can lose. So really, we have to really kind of go through a process and figure out what your risk tolerance is, so then we can really put together a strong asset allocation for you.
Okay. And again, but that all starts with a phone call. Jenny, why don't you give Eric a call? 800-779-1942. Let's go to Jake in Punta Gorda. It's another one. He's my 401k's dropped $31,000 in 3 weeks. Should I borrow some of it now to prevent bigger losses?
See, this kills me, Steve. So this is where our emotions start to take over.
Exactly.
Okay. The one thing that I want you to do, Jake, is first of all, the answer to your question is no, never, ever, ever, ever borrow money to invest ever. Okay. So that's the first thing. Number two is just take a look at your asset allocation. Give us a call. If you have questions on your asset allocation with your 401k, let's see if we can put you in a better position. So if you've dropped, like I said, whatever got you in the hole may not get you out of the hole. So let's take a look at the asset allocation and see how you can thrive from this. You really shouldn't be down too terribly in this market. So let's take a good look at that.
Well, and so that brings up a good point. With the 401k, I think a lot of folks just believe they're locked into whatever it is they got locked into when they signed up. But the thing is you could help us. You can help us change that asset allocation. That's something that you do all the time.
Yeah, even though you're limited in your 401k, you still have a lot of choices. And so you still have to manage that 401k. So what we're trying to do is say, okay, how do we best manage this to take advantage of that? And I think that that's a lot of things that we've been doing during this whole pandemic. So the thing is that you do have a lot of choices in that 401k. Be smart about it.
Well, and then tell us, I mean, remind us again about the, if you're over 59 and a half and you can do the in-service non-hardship withdrawal and a rollover, yep, essentially?
Yeah, you can do an in-service distribution. So if you really feel like you are limited to your choices, you actually have the ability to move a portion of that out into a traditional IRA and then actually invest in whatever you want. So the majority of companies are doing that now, and that's a huge opportunity for a lot of people. So if you're able to do that, that is a massive thing that you can do and take advantage of outside investments.
Yeah, absolutely, folks. And again, 800-779-1942. Ernie's in Bonita. He says, an IRA is being willed to me. If I inherit it before the age of 59 and a half, can I have it sent directly to my own IRA? And what are the tax implications?
If you're actually inheriting an IRA, that is going to have to go into an inherited IRA account, and you will be susceptible to required minimum distributions on that. So you cannot put that into your own IRA, and then you will have to be aware of what tax implications are going to come down the road for that too. That's something that we actually put into the full financial plan. You can also look into converting that possibly as well.
Well, and inherited IRAs are a little different now just because of the Secure Act that passed a right. while ago that eliminates the stretch part of that thing. So
yeah, so the stretch IRA is gone now, so which is, you know, a good thing and a bad thing. So the other thing is that you've got to be very aware of right now is your taxable situation. And that's why we're saying, you know, maybe sometimes you may want to consider doing a conversion on that money so that you're not putting yourself in a highly taxable situation. The Secure Act is really going to change things for beneficiaries down the road. We've been doing a lot of tax-free planning and also a lot of tax-free wealth transfers for a lot of our clients to their inherited beneficiaries. So a lot of times the children, they want them to be in a significantly better tax situation. And so we're trying to figure that out for them right now.
Sure. And as you go through that process, it is kind of interesting to see, you know, if that Roth conversion, I mean, if it makes sense, now really is a pretty good time to do it. I mean, with the tax, you know, the tax rates what they are and the market what it is, this, you may not be working. You know what I mean? There's a lot of things coming together here.
Yeah, again, there's a lot of different dynamics to investing. And then all of a sudden, you know, you're just trying to get through retirement. And then if you do want to take care of your kids, how do you do that down the road? So there are a lot of moving parts to all this. And we have to make sure that we're really going through that and monitoring and maintaining everything that we're actually doing. So it's very difficult to do all that. But again, that's what happens when you go through the entire process of doing a financial plan, income plan, and then the investments. We're covering all those bases.
Absolutely. And boy, again, we're up against the clock, Eric, and a fast-paced show. But let's give folks one more opportunity today to get on your calendar.
Thanks, Steve. So you know now after this show, there's a lot of moving parts. There's a lot of people out there who are in a financial roller coaster. There's a lot of people out there that are not being serviced. We're going to fix that today. Give us a call today. We're going to take the next 5 callers who take this very seriously. We're going to create a second opinion campaign, and we're also going to do a portfolio recovery strategy if you need that. We're going to create a full-blown financial plan review valued at over $1,000. Let's give it away absolutely complimentary, no obligation, to the next 5 callers who have saved at least $500,000 for retirement. And what this will consist of is simply taking the mystery out of financial planning by taking a look at what you're currently doing and maybe just making some slight changes. We're going to map it out. We're going to run all the reports for you. The fee report, the Morningstar reports, a tax analysis, maybe a volatility analysis. Let's see where it takes you. Let's see where that plan leads you. Let's get you reacquainted with your portfolio, and again, without any obligation. If you're interested in your very own income plan, we'll show you proven strategies and techniques to turbocharge your retirement income. In short, we're going to take all the guesswork out of financial planning. So again, for the next five callers, a full-blown comprehensive financial plan review. It's over $1,000 value. We'll be giving it away complimentary, no obligation. Call us today.
Yeah, folks, last opportunity today to get on the calendar to be able to sit down and put that financial roadmap together. Eric and his team are there for you. There's a lot of complexities out there. I mean, we talked about a lot of things complicated today, the rate of return risk, and I mean, there's just so many moving pieces here. Let them make things a lot easier to understand. It truly is a chance to get a practical financial review, and if you've never done it before, yes, now's the time. If you need that second opinion, really encourage you to make that phone call today. 800-779-1942. The next five callers are going to receive that comprehensive financial review. You see where you are today, yes, but most importantly, you find that you've got a roadmap. It's a guide. It's going to help get you to where you need to be and where you want to be when it comes to retirement. 800-779-1942. Again, 800-779-1942. Eric, as always, fastest hour of the week and great information today.
I agree, Steve. Thank you so much. Hey, everybody out there, thank you for listening. Remember, you only retire once, so let's get it right the first time. Have a great week and an even better retirement.
And thanks, everybody, for listening. Let's do it again next week. We'll have new topics, new questions, that and more right here on WealthWorks Radio with Eric Carr.
Eric Kearney is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors Incorporated, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Retirement Wealth Advisors, and this station are not affiliated. Exposures to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with a professional specializing in the field of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Insurance licensed in the state of Florida, insurance license number P138852. WealthGuard is a complete portfolio monitoring system designed by determining the amounts of downside risk a client is willing to tolerate. WealthGuard is added to a client's accounts to protect them from the downside risk. WealthGuard is not a stop-loss strategy. When the account value in the portfolio hits the targeted downside value, an alert is sent to the client, advisor, and money manager. There is no guarantee the exact WealthGuard value will be captured or the assets will be traded, liquidated the same day the WealthGuard value is reached due to the time of day or market restrictions.